We're coming to a climax. There are three major forces at work. One is the corporate, military, political, industrial war, and violence complex. The other is nature in upswelling glory. And the other force is us, the people. We are all too familiar with the scope, power, and ruthlessness of the first faction. Which brings me to an alarming story I read in the New York Times September 10th that our government provides tax breaks for a company whose hit video game this year was the gory Dead Space 2. It challenges players to advance through an apocalyptic battlefield by killing space zombies. $123 billion in tax incentives for games, like Rise of the Nightmares. That one's even got a clown. Super scary. This is giving rise to a generation of consumers who delight in torture, terror, dismemberment, and a general hatred and disconnection with humanity. We have a first row seat witnessing the Republican debates as the stadium audience ferociously and zealously responds when the topic of Rick Perry's extreme record of executions are discussed. Or Wolf Blitzer's asking Ron Paul about an uninsured man being allowed to die because he is uninsured. And then the booing of a gay serviceman. This is a chilling, terrifying episode in our story. We understand the scope, power, and unpredictability of nature in crisis. We see the rise in tornadoes, earthquakes, fires, etc. Yet, I've got a lot of respect for nature. Nature is indiscriminate and swift. It's the third aspect that could be the best surprise of all. Why, just today, we read about the women of Saudi Arabia being given the right to vote and run for office. Wow. Arab Spring is still blossoming. Because we, the majority, are enormous and have been silenced, cut off, beat down, enslaved, screwed, murdered, robbed, lied to, raped, and continuously oppressed. And it is only now that we have the motivation, time, creativity, information, access, and energy to come to light. I'm talking about human beings. Yes, that's who we are. Folks who feel like Troy Davis and all the people who stood up for his innocence and fought to save his life before the state of Georgia executed him last Wednesday. Like Elizabeth Warren, who says things like, "Nobody got rich in this country on their own. Nobody." Like Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart, who make us laugh our heads off about the insanity of the day. Or like Roseanne, who showed up at the Wall Street occupation to give respect and a little entertainment. Like all the people who stand up, cry out, who bring hope to the hopeless. Like Wangari Maathai, who died yesterday at 71 years old. She was a Nobel Prize winner, best known for founding the Green Belt Movement and empowering rural women in Africa by getting them engaged in management and protection of forests. Over the past three decades, the Green Belt Movement has planted tens of millions of trees across Kenya and trained thousands of women in agroforestry, beekeeping, and other sustainable livelihoods. Human beings that care about us, love us, tell us the truth, touch us, make us laugh, teach us, lead us, feed us, listen to us, and always surprise us. It's the light, yes, a little light on the subject. And that's what our friends, young and old, who occupy Wall Street are doing for us. Shedding some light on what so many of us know to be the truth, that Wall Street is a scam, and the New York City police, who are using mace and brutality against nonviolent protesters, are products of the first faction and violent games. But they are small, comparatively, to human beings. The occupation of Washington, D.C. is starting in 8 days, with the same prescription as the Wall Street occupation. Action is in order. An open-ended encampment dedicated to bringing the light of change to the USA. Hopefully, thousands will descend on Freedom Plaza, committed to nonviolence and intent on being heard by a president that we put into office because we had a mandate for someone different, that we expect him to live up to his words, hope, and change. Like, when an innocent man like Troy Davis is about to be put to death and Obama's phone rings at the 11th hour, he answers it like a human being to weigh in loud and clear that we in America respect the law and a man is innocent until proven guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's what we're about in America. A president that wears a t-shirt that says, "I am Troy Davis," like a real human being. Yes, people, it's heating up. And I have to say, I love a good climax. Watch out. Here we come. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at sherryglazer.net. Shine a star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shine a star for you to see what your life can truly be.